Yesterday, the Derek Chauvin trial, during the trial, 61-year-old Mr. Charles McMillan broke down in tears. This was while he was giving his testimony about the day he watched George Floyd die in the street. The court decided to recess as Mr. McMillan collected himself. Another prosecution witness, Donald Lewis,
That's why they took the break.
Another prosecution witness, Donald Lewis, was not the one, as Derek Chauvin's defense lawyer tried to label him as angry. Take a listen.
You call him a...
If that's what you heard, I'm sure that's
I'm asking you, did you say that?
If that's what the video recorded, so I did.
You called him a bit.
If that's the video you heard from view?
It's a yes or no, sir.
If that's what was heard in the video, yes, I did.
And at one point, you said that Officer Tao pushed you.
That's correct. He put his hand in my chest, is what I said.
And you observed Officer Tao push someone else, right? Or feel like he pushed someone else?
I didn't let him touch anyone else.
Do you recall saying, I dare you to touch me like that. I swear I'll slap the of both of you.
Yeah, I did. I meant it.
Right. So again, sir, it's fair to say that you grew angrier and angrier.
No, I grew professional and professional. I stayed in my body. You can't pay me out to be angry.
Yes.
Okay. I'm
trying to twist this right here. Probably.
Okay, Mr. Donald Lewis.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, who is this guy?
He was a witness for the prosecution, and this was what you just heard was his testimony when the attorney for Derek Chauvin was cross-examining him and trying to make him out to be angry because he was going off on the police at the time, and that's what he was saying. If you heard what I said on the tape, is that what I said? That's what I said.
Yeah, he didn't back down from nothing.
He didn't back down, and that's when he said, you grew angrier, you know, trying to label him as an angry black man. And he said, no, I stayed professional.
He said, that's what I said, though.
Yeah. Ooh, this trial is hard to watch.
Yeah, y'all said all that.
Yeah, he was that calm, huh?
You want some?
And Steve, we also learned about the store clerk, 19-year-old Chris Martin. Chris Martin testified, if I would have just not taken the bill, this could have been avoided. But he didn't want the counterfeit $20 bill to be deducted from his check. So he took the $20 bill from George Floyd. And anyway,
he was
arrested. No, he took it. He didn't know it was a bad 20 when he took it.
Right, he thought it was. He thought it was a counterfeit 20, but the clerk didn't want to be charged with having to pay it back. He was 19 years old.
Check.
So his supervisor told him to ask George Floyd to come back in to talk to him.
And he went back, and that's when he went outside to talk to him in the vehicle.
But he's saying it just would have everything, if he had just not taken the bill, you know.
All this could have been avoided.
This could have been avoided, you know.
That's how he feels. It, meaning to me, what I got from that too, guys, is just like, here's another person, the store clerk, you know, the girl, the young lady that recorded the video, the witness that you just heard, all these people just felt helpless.
Yeah.
Helpless.
And they all are traumatized.
I mean, from the firefighter, everyone. They saw it.
One caller, everybody.
The dispatcher,
to be honest with you, the nation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone but Derek Chauvin, who is on trial. It's not George Floyd, you know, who's on trial. Sometimes you think that, you know, by the way they're trying to twist things and all of that during this trial, you think that they're trying to try George Floyd. But no, that's not it. This is about the police officer.
Oh, I want this trial to be over in justice.
No, this is going to be a long 4 weeks, Carl.
Four to five weeks.
Watch,
but they got to come back with a guilty verdict because it doesn't. They have to come back with it. You saw it.
Mm-hmm. It's on tape. Okay. Coming up next, we're going to switch gears. The nephew is here with today's prank phone call. Right after this,
you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.